مرجع آموزش زبان ایرانیان تقدیم می کند irlanguage.com.
Master Business Idioms. I have spoken to many high-level learners, and they have said that their biggest challenge was understanding the strange expressions used in English. These strange expressions are known as idioms. Idioms are fixed phrases which have a specific meaning. What makes idioms difficult is that knowing the individual words in idioms doesn't help you understand the idiom as a whole. Many idioms in this course, such as think outside the box and on the same page, have become so common they are now overused. But even if you don't want to use them, you should understand them since you're likely to hear them. So this course includes over 180 of today's most common American English business idioms and expressions. In this course, you will find the most common topics like how to run a meeting, how to discuss different decisions, manufacturing, good and bad result, etc. Do you really want to be more effective on your job? So it's time to communicate better and understand more. Actually, you must learn the idioms and expressions you need to succeed on your job. What do your colleagues and coworkers, your customers or clients really mean? How can you use the same expressions too? Are you looking for a way to pass job interview? Do you think you have trouble communicating with native people at work? So it's time to take this course and see the difference you can make. This is a clear point that American English speakers use many idioms and expressions on the job. And if you don't know these expressions, you are left out of conversation. You are out of it and nothing makes you feel so like a foreigner. So in this course, you will learn the idioms and expressions that you hear at work. We all know that language is always changing and business English changes especially fast. That's why in this course, we have explained the most up-to-date expressions used at work and business. Imagine your colleague says that we showed the president 20 ideas for the new products, but she didn't like any of them, so we had to go back to the drawing board. So, if you're not gonna understand that, you might get in trouble or miss something. Going back to the drawing board means start again from the beginning. Let's just take one example. Let's say you are losing a lot of business to your competition. You could say, we are losing business to our competition. Or you could say, our competition is eating our lunch. The second sentence sounds a little more lively. In each lesson, you will find two parts, and at the end of each part, I have tried to repeat them quickly to help you remember them longer. And at the end of each lesson, there is one quiz, so you can check yourself and make sure you understand these idioms well. We have also tried to use the method of drawing on board, which is fun, enjoyable, and interesting. Good luck adding idioms to your everyday speech! It is fun and it'll help you succeed in the working world.